Food Safety Betrayal, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In a recent hearing, Republican representative from Oregon, Greg Walden, confronted one of the most egregious breaches of food safety imaginable.
In February of 2009, this subcommittee held hearings on nationwide outbreaks of salmonella-related illnesses linked to products from the Peanut Corporation of America. One of the witnesses at that hearing was Peter Hurley from Wilsonville, Oregon. When Peter's then 3-year-old son, Jake, became sick, doctors recommended they give him his favorite food just to encourage him to eat. Well, Jake's favorite food was Austin brand peanut butter crackers. Tragically, that turned out to be the very thing that was poisoning him. When Oregon state officials tested the crackers, 3 of the 6 packages contained peanut butter contaminated by salmonella. Jake became ill because Stuart Parnell, the CEO of PCA, knew that the peanut products were contaminated with salmonella when he told the plant manager to, quote, turn them loose. I confronted Mr. Parnell with this container, and I asked him whether he was willing to take the lid off and eat any of these products now, since he was so cavalier about turning it loose on little kids like Jake to eat. He refused, of course, citing his Fifth Amendment rights. Thankfully, Jake overcame his illness. More than 600 people in 44 states were sickened. 9 people died. As a result, Mr. Parnell is currently serving a 28-year sentence.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.